You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. There are now 256 cases of COVID-19 in the state. That's up by 21 from Sunday. 12 people have died of the disease caused by the new coronavirus. And now, in another effort to slow the spread of the virus, Governor Phil Scott today ordered a mandatory 2-week quarantine for anyone coming to stay in Vermont from other states. That includes second homeowners and those returning from winter stays in other parts of the country. And here to talk through those measures and more is VPR's John Dillon, who was listening in on the governor's press conference earlier today. Hi, John.
Hello, Henry.
So this order for people coming from out of state to quarantine, who does that affect and what, if any, are the exceptions?
So the governor is basically ratcheting up day by day and week by week the restrictions that are needed to slow the spread of this disease. So his order today follows what we heard from the CDC over the weekend, and it's all designed to limit the spread from places that are affected, hot spots, as well as among, the resident population. So anyone coming here from out of state, the governor says, should self-quarantine. That includes people just coming back from trips or people who may have a place in Florida and are coming home. And, if you're planning to move here or stay for some time here from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, his message was, please don't. And here's how he put it this morning.
If you don't need to come to Vermont, please don't. This is about public health and safety, which is our top priority.
So to enforce that, he's closed all lodging facilities, including campgrounds and RV parks, except for places that house essential workers like healthcare workers and airline pilots and others. He's also suspended online bookings for these places.
Yeah. And so closing all those things down, how will that actually be enforced by the state?
It's an interesting question because they're really hoping for voluntary compliance. Public Safety Commissioner Michael Sherling says state and local police were out in force this weekend to check on, I think, some 318 hotels and motels. They didn't check Airbnbs, but of the ones they checked, 88 were open and half were in compliance. They were housing people that were deemed to be essential. 44 non-compliant. They got a letter saying they need to obey the order. But he's really hoping, Sherling is, for voluntary compliance. But if that doesn't work, attorney T.J. Donovan was also at the news conference, and he says there are penalties.
There are civil penalties that range from $1,000 to up to $10,000 per violation. There is also a criminal penalty that carries a $500 fine and a maximum penalty of 6 months imprisonment. I want to be very clear. The last thing any of us want to do is enforce these orders and seek those penalties.
And, John, there's been chatter around the state on various platforms about people coming to Vermont from other areas, especially around the Northeast, to escape the coronavirus. And some of that's included anger that's directed towards out-of-staters coming here. Did Scott address that at all today?
He did. He noted that there's been this talk and in social media and elsewhere about people coming here maybe to their second homes, and we've heard about them going to supermarkets and co-ops and buying every roll of toilet paper off the shelf. And Scott addressed that, but he says this isn't a Vermont problem or even a New York problem. It is a global pandemic. And here's how he put it.
We can't let this become an us versus them view of the world. That's not who we are as Americans, and certainly not as Vermonters. And we shouldn't let anything change that.
Governor Phil Scott is really emphasizing that while we don't want people coming here from out of state right now, that this is a problem that society at large has to deal with.
And just returning to the order today, John, about quarantining if you're coming from out of state, are there any exceptions to that?
Yes, the governor mentioned that obviously people who are coming here to work from New York State, people coming over from Plattsburgh to work at the hospital in Burlington, for example, they're not subject to that order. Other essential employees who may be commuting from New York State and to Vermont are not included.
Okay. So also at the press conference today, health officials announced what they described as another outbreak in the state. And that's after another outbreak at Burlington Health and Rehab, which has killed 7 people at that nursing home so far. This second outbreak is in Essex Junction. What more did we learn about that?
Well, Health Commissioner Mark Levine says it's at a senior living community in Essex. This isn't a healthcare facility. It's a place where people who are 55 and over live. The partner of one worker there has died and has a resident there. And Levine says the health department is doing a contact tracing on 10 people who are believed to have the most exposure.
Any other takeaways, John, from today's update that stuck with you?
Yeah, the governor was asked about logistics and what they're doing to get personal protective equipment and ventilators to the state. And they're really working overtime to get that stuff here. But one thing that came out in response to a reporter's question is that the state is also looking for refrigerator trucks, and that's to house dead bodies. And Scott says the state has to be, you know, we have to be prepared for most anything, and that they'll be placing those strategically around Vermont if it becomes necessary. And pretty sobering reminder of what may lie ahead for us.
Yeah, that's VPR's John Dillon. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Henry.